KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy, windy, and 20 with a wind chill of 7. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, February 10th. News brought to you by the Glenhaven Retirement Village, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. It's going to be windy and cold all weekend. We'll have highs only around 30 today and tomorrow. Gusty northerly winds to about 30. Now, some parts of the state expecting maybe some travel problems with some light freezing drizzle in eastern Oklahoma. Be careful on your weekend travels. A fired City of Chickasha employee says she lost her job for blowing the whistle on a coworker. The story part of today's Cool News.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glenhaven. 224-0909.
A former employee at Chickasha City Hall suing the city for wrongful termination. Juliana Buckmaster claims she was fired after she alleged a co-worker was embezzling public funds. An attorney for Buckmaster filed the lawsuit in Grady County District Court last month. Buckmaster seeking damages in excess of $10,000. The suit claims Buckmaster was fired from her job in the utility department last August for her alleged conduct toward customers. Buckmaster said she was fired in retaliation for reporting concerns to the city manager and others in authority positions about possible embezzlement. She claimed she was confronted several times by superiors who treated her poorly. Buckmaster wants the case to be heard by a jury. No court date has been scheduled. A new report indicates an Oklahoman alleged to have ties with a terrorist group took flying lessons at the Chickasha Airport. Naif Al-Falaj, indicted last week by the FBI for visa fraud and making false statements. It's reported Al-Falaj was a student at the Chickasha Wings Flight School. A teacher there said he was difficult to work with. It wasn't clear when Al-Falaj attended the school. Al-Falaj pleaded not guilty to the FBI allegations that he concealed his application and attendance of a training camp for terrorists in Afghanistan back in 2000. That's the same camp attended by some of the hijackers involved in the 9/11 attacks. A Chickasha man arrested for soliciting sex and nude photos from underage girls. 21-year-old Jacob Forkiller arrested following a two-month undercover operation by the Canadian County Sheriff's Office. It's reported that authorities found hundreds of images of underage girls on his phone, some of them considered to be porn. It's alleged Forkiller believed he was talking to a 14-year-old girl from Blanchard. Instead, he was talking to the undercover officer. Canadian County investigators arrested Forkiller at his workplace in Chickasha on Wednesday. Forkiller's been charged in Canadian County with soliciting sex with a minor. Authorities say they may also pursue similar charges in Grady County. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
About 200 people able to take advantage of free dental services that were available in Chickasha yesterday. The 29th Street Dental Clinic opened its doors for its 11th annual Dentistry from the Heart campaign. Dr. John Phillips says one patient was from as far away as North Dakota who happened to be driving through the area and heard about the event. We talked to James from Hinton, who waited about 5 hours to get his two teeth pulled. He tells how he passed some of the time.
They serve coffee and donuts, and that's great. We appreciate that.
Phillips says he offers the clinic every year with the help of his staff, additional dental hygienists, and oral surgeons who are among 100 volunteers to take part in this event.
Every year we do this, I am just humbled by the amount of people that need care, by the amount of people that are living every day in pain. It's just a blessing, George. It's just a blessing to be able to offer it.
Patients could choose to have their teeth cleaned, a filling, or having a tooth pulled. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Information that'll be helpful to farmers market vendors will be available during an upcoming conference. Jade Owen with the Oklahoma Nutrition Information and Education Project will be on our Cool Conversation program to discuss the Farmers Market and Agritourism Conference coming up in Oklahoma City later this month. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, Chickasha Public Works Director Rob Camp is this week's guest. Both programs coming up next hour. The Cool Conversation right after the 8 o'clock news, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website, so you can listen to them whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com, and you'll find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast is going to be a cold and windy weekend. We'll have highs only around 30 today and tomorrow, and northerly winds gusting to about 30. We're not expecting any precipitation in the Chickasha, Anadarko, Duncan, Lawton area, but there is a travel advisory for parts of eastern Oklahoma east of I-35. So be careful in your weekend travels if you're going to be on the road. Also, there's still a burn ban in effect until next Friday. Right now, cloudy, windy, and 20 with a wind chill of 7. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank. One local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company. 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
In sports, the Chickasha basketball team will play for a state championship tonight. The James Carraway Christian Academy Jaguars advanced to the title game of the Class A Oklahoma Christian School State Tournament. They beat Bradford Christian of Pryor last night 49-41. Justin Sanchez, 20 points to help qualify the Jaguars for its first ever state title game. They will play Community Christian School out of Oklahoma City tonight at 7 o'clock in a game in Norman at Community Christian. The Chickasha Fighting Chicks rallied from a 10-point second-half deficit to beat Lindsay 49-45 in their Canadian Valley Conference crossover game last night at Washington. Ethan Christian led the Chicks with 21 points. Jordan Jackson had 11. Lindsay had three players in double figures. Austin Thomas led the way with 12. Tyler Stelzig 11 and Max English with 10. The Lady Chicks losing to Bridge Creek in their crossover game 43-25. Bridge Creek was led in scoring by Michaela Ledgerwood, who had 13. Aaron Powell, Lexi Albright, and Demira Foster all had 6 points for the Lady Chicks. Other conference games last night for the girls, Tuttle with an upset over number 6-ranked Washington in 3A, 53-47. The conference championship games tonight, Kingfisher versus Purcell Boys at 5:30, Paul's Valley versus Blanchard at 7 this evening. Now to the dual state wrestling tournaments yesterday. Class 4A, number 1-ranked Tuttle, defeated Manford in every single match that was wrestled yesterday, so they go to the semifinals to take on number 3, Wagoner, which is a rematch of last year's title tilt in the semifinals today. Wagoner defeated number 15, Newcastle, 48-15. The other 4A semifinal, number 2, Blanchard versus number 3, Vanita. In those matches were very close. Blanchard defeated Catoosa, 34-28. Vanita defeated Elgin, 37-24. The semifinals and the finals today in Shawnee. And for the Class 3A Dual State Wrestling Tournament, number 5 Marlow won yesterday. They'll play number 3 Comanche in their semifinal today. USAO basketball teams traveling to John Brown University for Sooner Athletic Conference games today. The USAO men eked out a 1-point win when the two teams met last month. USAO men in third place in the conference at 10-5, just one game behind league-leading OCU. John Brown in seventh place at 7-7. The USAO women still tied for first place in the conference with Oklahoma City University at 13-2. John Brown in fifth place at 8-6 in conference play. USAO won by 9 when the teams played in Chickasha last month. USAO's baseball team wins its first two home games of the year out at Bill Smith Ballpark, a doubleheader sweep over the University of St. Mary from Overland Park, Kansas yesterday. In Game 1, the Drovers got home runs from P.J. Garcia and Daniel LaFarga to win 9-4. In Game 2, they rallied for 3 runs at the bottom of the 7th to win a 4-3 walk-off decision. Game 3 scheduled for today at Bill Smith Ballpark, and the USAO softball team scheduled to open up the season today, all weather permitting. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Glen Haven Retirement Village.